You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined on the phone this morning by the Christian County Chamber of Commerce Vice President of Community Affairs, Yasmin Ostenbaugh. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Are you doing well?
I think so. So far, so good, right?
I think so. We're going to talk today about the upcoming third phase of the Community Vision Plan of Christian County Cares 2015, Yasmin. But I thought first it might be helpful for you just to kind of explain generally what Christian County Cares 2015 is and what it's about for those who may not know.
Yeah, that would be great. Christian County Cares 2015 is our community vision plan here in Christian County, which is where Hopkinsville, Kentucky is. And we work to make Christian County a better place. We think we have a wonderful community, but like any community, we have some growth and some things we can improve on. And so the community vision plan really focuses on making that growth happen and getting different agencies and organizations within our community to partner together so we're all on the same page at the same time.
And just very briefly, what happened in Phase 1 and Phase 2 of the plan?
Okay. Phase 1, which was from about 2005 to 2010, we focused really on getting ourselves organized. We had an outside research firm come in and look at what we need to do for growth. A lot of things that we started in Phase 1 didn't really start happening until Phase 2 because progress takes time. We look at things kind of as a whole over the last 10 years and what's happened. And certain things like our rail-to-trail or the Hopkinsville Greenway system, which is now under construction and should be officially opening soon, although it's being used quite a bit already, that's something that really got spurred along through the vision plan. Signs around town to kind of let people know where to go. Momentum in our educational system to help give teachers and educators the support they need to improve our educational system are all different kinds of things that have come out of the vision plan. Because we have such a broad focus, a lot of times it's other agencies actually making the progress, but I guess we're the ones stirring the pot, if that makes any kind of sense. Yeah.
So this brings us to the third phase of the Community Vision Plan. It's renewing the vision, the community forums, which are scheduled to kick off, I believe, a week from today on August 12th.
Yes, exactly. At this time next week, we'll be welcoming people into the Boys and Girls Club here in Hopkinsville to give us their input on our community. Because this is a community vision plan, I know I keep saying the word community over and over and over again, but it's really important that our community tells us what they want. This isn't my vision plan. This isn't the chamber's vision plan. It's not the city's vision plan. It's Christian County's vision plan. It's the whole community. And so these forums, we're trying to give as many people in our community the opportunity as possible to let us know what they want. Our community will only be as great as the people who are here, and we need to know what the people want us to do as far as a community. And so we'll have four forums scheduled. They're open to the public. We ask for RSVPs just so we can plan, but they're not required. And so we're doing them at different times of the day, so hopefully we can catch people who work different shifts or have different kinds of schedules. So there's one available to everybody. It's kind of our hope.
So let's see, Tuesday, August 12th, from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m., and then the following Tuesday, August 19th, you have one from 2 until 4, and then another one that evening from 6 until 8, and then on Wednesday the 20th, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. It seems like you've covered just about every possible day part, and that's good.
Yeah, we really are trying to make an effort to make it convenient for as many people as possible. And so we have them all on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and that was just unavoidable, but we tried to give times, and we tried to have them at different locations in the community, so that will also help if transportation is an issue or if there's just certain places you're more comfortable than others.
Do you have any expectation for attendance for these, a number in your head or something you'd be happy with?
I'd be happy if I got 50 people at each. I'd be ecstatic if I got 100.
And do you expect the people to come, are they going to have a lot to say, do you think, or do you expect a lot of people to come in maybe wanting to hear what other people are going to say?
I've learned that we have a very vocal, opinionated community, which I love. People in Hopkinsville don't tend to hold back, so I hope they'll come to share. We're actually having a facilitator taking care of these forums to keep everybody on track and keep it focused and keep the discussion going. So I'm hoping that people will be vocal. A lot of times people who necessarily aren't vocal during the actual public discussion will come up to me or another staff member afterwards and share their opinions because they want to be heard. So I think we've got a great community in that sense. We don't have a lot of shy, quiet people out here. And I enjoy that. It's one of our perks in Hopkinsville.
Assuming that you do get a good turnout and you get a lot of valuable information from these forums, what's going to be the next step for you? What will you do with this?
Okay, so this is actually our second step in rewriting the plan. So when we talk about the phases, each phase has had its own plan document actually written. So we're writing the next phase. And what we've done so far is we've done some one-on-one interviews with stakeholders, and we are a plan that is funded completely by private donations. So I've talked to all of them. Now we're doing the community forums to get that input from as many community members as possible. And then our third phase is to actually do a survey, so a paper survey, getting, again, as much input from the community as possible. And then we'll take all that data and essentially write the plan and kind of take all that data, combine it, and see where our community wants us to go and write the plan from that.
Well, let's say someone's listening and they want to get involved either with just generally Christian County Cares or with one of these forums. Who could they get in touch with?
They can call me or Isaiah Dooley, so either Yasmin Osmanwah or Isaiah Dooley at 270-885-9096.
Yasmin Osmanwah, Christian County's Chamber of Commerce Vice President of Community Affairs. Thanks so much for taking a few moments with us this morning on Sounds Good.
Thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed it.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.